This is Susan B. Brock, Tell You Right Inside and Out, and I'm pleased to be speaking with Anders Osborne. You may have heard him at the recent Telluride Blues and Blues Festival. If not, you get another chance. Anders is performing with Carl Denson the entire album of Sticky Fingers for Koto's Halloween Bash. That event takes place on Saturday, October 29th in Town Park. Anders, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So you came by your singing and songwriting naturally. It is in your DNA through your dad. But where did the wanderlust come from?
I'm not exactly sure, but probably from my grandfather, who's also from New Orleans. And he left at an early age, traveled the world for about 40-plus years as a sailor. He was a merchant marine, and that could possibly be the reason.
Okay.
Personally, I just I didn't want to stay where I was.
Gotcha. And once you started traveling, which was at the tender age of 16, it appears you never stopped until you reached New Orleans in 1985. Were you able to make a living singing en route, or were you forced to support yourself doing odd jobs like so many aspiring young artists before and still? Or was it a combination of both?
It was a combination of both. I did a lot of odd jobs, picking fruits, vegetables, harvesting, olives, bananas, working in kibbutz in Israel, digging ditches, roofing, anything you could do. And then I would try to find like a little local bar or something like that and perform, sometimes play on the streets. Yep.
Okay. So a combination, but you were able to continue singing somewhat.
Yep.
And then you landed in New Orleans, and the place immediately felt like home. What was it about the Big Easy that made it feel so comfortable?
I think it was a combination of things, probably outside the fact that my grandfather's from there and I got family there, I think it was something about it that made me feel comfortable in my own skin. It's like New Orleans liked me for who I was. I didn't have to try anymore to be anything. And as a young teenager, that's pretty important. So,
absolutely. Did you immediately make your way into the music scene there?
It was a little bit back and forth. I did play, on the streets as well, Jackson Square and different spots like that. I started Tuesday nights at Checkpoint Charlie's, which is a new club that had just opened up at the foot of Esplanade and Decatur Streets.
Mm-hmm.
But I also did some odd jobs, worked at a horse farm and, different restaurant kitchens, stuff like that. I worked at a sound company as a roadie for a few years. So took a little while to get situated.
Was there a particular moment, Anders, when you knew that you had made it into the music scene in New Orleans?
I don't know if particularly one singular moment, but I had 1 year. I think that was 89, maybe. And
mm-hmm.
89, I won. They had these big blues competitions at a place called the Rock and Roll and Jazz Fest. They had a big music competition kind of thing. And I won both of those, and I earned a spot at the Jazz Fest 1989. And not that it felt so much at the time, but looking back, that was probably a pivotal moment when I more or less established myself in New Orleans.
Okay, thanks for that. How did the Sticky Fingers project with Carl Denson come about?
It was Carl's idea. He reached out. We had jammed a little bit. I've been sitting in with Carl, and he reached out to me, I think early summer this year,
mm-hmm.
and just asked me if I was interested in you know, going out on the road and doing this. And it sounded great.
Okay, great. And what do you think of Carl as a musician?
Oh, I think he's fantastic. He's great. He's got a great vision, fantastic ears. He's a complete player. I mean, he plays great. He's an awesome player.
Wonderful, thanks. And what about Telluride keeps drawing you back time and again?
I'm not sure, but sometimes, you know, you make a connection with a certain place, the people there, the audience seems to connect with what you're doing more than other places. And I think Telluride's been one of those places where, for some reason, it's just been clicking all the way back to the early 90s. I'm wearing a Blues and Brews hoodie right now.
That's great. That's great. I'm sure Steve Gumbel will be delighted to hear it. And Janice Zink at KOTO and Suzanne Chevins will be delighted to hear this interview. Thank you so much for giving me the time, Anders. I know how busy you are and you're on the road performing. But this has been Susan B. Brock Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Anders Osborn. Don't miss his upcoming concert, KOTO's Halloween Bash, Saturday, October 29th in Town Park. Anders and Carl will be performing the entire album of the Rolling Stones, Sticky Fingers. Thanks again, Anders.
Thank you, Susan.